Welcome to the Tapping World Summit 2010. This is your host, Jessica Ortner. By listening to this interview, you agree to the terms located at thetappingworldsummit.com/disclaimer. I hope this interview helps you become a healthier and a happier you. Enjoy. When you are in physical pain, it's hard to focus on anything else. And with that, the pain begins to impact every part of your life, from your relationships to your work. In this interview, you will learn how to address the physical symptoms as well as the emotional ones to get you on a speedy road of recovery. Get ready to do a lot of tapping in this interview to help you recover from that injury. We will be speaking to Stacy Warrenbrock. Stacy has her master's in counseling and worked as a psychotherapist from 1977 until 2003 when she began working with athletes. She is now recognized as a leading expert in the use of meridian tapping with sports performance. She is the author of 9 sports performance manuals and 4 books, including Injury Recovery, The Ultimate Injury and Trauma Recovery Program, as well as the book Coming Back to Balance, which she generously offers as a free bonus to this program. It's a real joy to have her. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm so pleased to be part of this Tapping World Summit.
Stacy, when people begin to listen to this, one of the questions they might think is, if I have knee pain or if I have back pain, does the tapping really differ?
Between different parts of the body, you're asking.
Exactly.
Yes, from back pain to knee pain to elbow pain to whatever part of their body. The answer is no. The process that I'm going to take you through today is going to work for any part of your body. That's the beauty of it, is that it doesn't matter whether it's your knee, your shoulder, your back, your foot, your surgery you've had, whatever it is, any part of your body, what we're going to use today is going to work for that part of the body.
Great. So let's start with how do our emotions affect our healing process?
Well, I think they play a pivotal, probably the pivotal role in our healing process. And, you know, Jessica, when I talk about tapping, I talk about it from a biochemical standpoint. So I'd like to take a few minutes to describe how I talk about tapping and how I believe the process works. We have 50 to 100 trillion cells in our body, and every cell has up to 1 million cell receptors. And it's the job of these cell receptors to take in nutrients, proteins, vitamins, and minerals to nourish each cell and keep it in balance. So when we have an event that happens, and that event can be a trauma of some kind, an injury, something that happens to us, and thoughts that we have just in our day-to-day life, the hypothalamus, which is a tiny little gland about the size of an almond in the middle of our brain, releases a cascade of chemicals that we experience as emotions. So let's take fear, for example. Something happens and we experience fear. That fear releases from our hypothalamus. It floods our body and it docks onto cell receptors that are just made for fear. And if that fear isn't processed out of our body in a normal, natural way, it will literally remain there until the cell receptors shrink up and die. And when the cells divide, the body makes more cell receptors for fear and less cell receptors for nutrients, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. So literally, the things that happen to us happen on a physiological level. They bypass our conscious mind, and boom, they just happen. But we're left trying to deal with them, and usually the way we try to deal with them is mentally. And I say it's like taking a hammer when you need a Phillips screwdriver to do the job. Tapping, to me, is the tool that speaks directly to the body. It bypasses the conscious mind. And that's why you don't have to believe it will work in order for it to work. Because when you tap, we're literally speaking directly to the body, bypassing our conscious mind. And as we do the tapping, it allows the cell receptors to release those chemicals, those emotional chemicals, dump them into our waste system, and boom, now your body's returned. The cells themselves, the cell receptors themselves, are returned back to a state of normal and balance. So when we're injured, all of the emotions connected with the injury and the rehab process. And every time I say the word injury, that includes a surgery of any kind that anyone's ever had, because the same things happen with a surgery. So all of the emotions that are experienced during the actual injury or surgery, during the rehab process, during the healing, they're all simply chemicals that end up in our cell receptors. And when they're taking up those cell receptors, now less nutrients, proteins, vitamins, and minerals can get in to aid in the healing process. So in fact, our emotional chemicals sitting in there can slow the healing process down. Tapping allows us to finish the processing of those chemicals out of the cell receptors, and that's what allows the nutrients we need to get in there, all the good things we're doing to heal. That's what allows those to get back into those cell receptors, and we heal faster.
Great. Stacy, before we dive right into this tapping, what do you find with your experience do most people experience when they begin to tap on an injury?
Well, there's something the body does. It's so remarkable. I'm always so fascinated by this. The body will do something called unwinding or retracing as we tap for past injuries or surgeries. And it's like a very mini version of what happened originally. So it's not uncommon at all for people to experience sharp pains or aches or nausea or some kind of a mini version of what happened. And it might not even be in the part of the body where the injury was. Sometimes I've seen people have odd reactions in other parts of their body. But it's the body retracing what happened as it releases that. So as we're tapping, if you are experiencing that, don't be alarmed. Just keep tapping. Whatever you do, don't stop tapping. It will pass very quickly, I promise. It's like a mini version of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Great. I know the first thing that we're going to tap on is trauma. Before we do this, can you tell us a little bit about how you define a trauma and whether everyone who has a physical pain has experienced a trauma?
Yes. I actually looked up the definition of trauma. And one of the definitions says, a body wound or shock produced by sudden physical injury. In fact, there are three major things that happen whenever we're injured or we have surgery. And the first one is, it's a trauma on the cellular level. So, let's say I break my wrist. Around the area where the break is, on the cellular level, that trauma settles in. And that literally stays there throughout the healing process, and even after, from all outward appearances, we're healed, that trauma is still sitting on the cellular level. The second thing that happens is connected with all the emotional chemicals that are released regarding the injury or surgery. So anger, fear, frustration, fear of death, sadness, embarrassment, all of the negative emotions you can imagine connected with any kind of injury or surgery, remember, they're just chemicals. They're going to be sitting in those cells around my wrist where that break is. Finally, the third thing that happens is the body creates a memory of protection on the cellular level whenever we're injured. Every part of my body has now shifted to protect my wrist. And again, that's going to remain in place unless we signal the body it's safe and okay to release that. So even people, Jessica, that have been injured, maybe you had a car accident 20 years ago, and you think to yourself, well, I'm completely healed from that. I guarantee on the cellular level, the trauma, the emotions, and the memory of protection are still sitting there. So in fact, everyone experiences a physical trauma. Again, we're talking on the cellular level. You know, I might even fall. I have a fall in my kitchen, and it's not traumatic to me emotionally or mentally, but it's a trauma to the cells in my body.
Mm-hmm. Stacy, what about someone who's had chronic back pain for 30 years and they can't even remember when it started?
Well, that, I believe, is always related to emotional issues that haven't been processed. That, to me, is a clear emotional set of issues. I always say, if you're lucky, you're going to have one place in your body that's your barometer to let you know when your emotional stuff hasn't been processed out. And back is a really common one, Jessica. A lot of people have back problems or back pain. And you're right, that's what happens. It starts, and then over the years, it's like, oh, my back. And some days it's better than others. So one of the things that I teach my athletes to ask themselves, and this applies to everyone, what has happened in the last 24 to 48 hours that I'm upset about? Who or what's happened that I'm upset about? And your mind will do a search, pop it up. That's what you need to tap on. Someone with chronic back pain over 30 years, I would say to them, my best guess is that your stress, everything you're ever upset about, settles into your back. It's like your repository of upset. So I probably would have them sit down and make a list of the top 10 things that have happened over the last 30 years that when they think about it, it really sets them off. They have a lot of intensity and they're still upset about it. It might be a particular person or an experience they had. And that's where I'd have them start tapping very specifically on those incidences that happened or those people they're upset with. And I almost can guarantee that by the time they're done with their list, they're going to feel and experience shifts in their back.
Great. Great. Well, Stacy, let's get right into this tapping. Let's start with the tapping on the trauma.
Absolutely. So let me just say to you again that if you experience any unwinding or retracing and you start to feel these funny aches and pains or sharp things or whatever as you're tapping, don't be alarmed. Just keep tapping. I promise you it will pass. It's also very important after we tap these protocols to drink a lot of water, because when we release these chemicals into or from the cell receptors into our body, they're going to process through our waste system. So think of it like you've had a deep body massage and you'd go home and you drink a lot of water to flush out the toxins. The other thing I want to say is that this does not replace any medical treatment or rehab. In my opinion, the tapping is always designed to be in addition to everything that you're doing. So we're not dispensing medical advice. We're just simply giving people another tool to add to whatever they're using for their injury recovery or surgery recovery. And again, if you've had a past injury, you can tap for it. If you have a current injury, you can tap for it. The same with surgery, past surgery or current, that you're healing from. This will really help your body.
Okay, wonderful. And also you mentioned before the start of the interview that as we tap and you name the body part, you actually, you're not going to name the body part and you're going to just leave a blank so that everyone that's listening can replace that with where they're feeling the physical pain.
Yes, exactly. So wherever you've had the injury, past or current, or the surgery, you're going to fill in that pause that we're going to leave you with that. You want to specifically name the body part. So you would say right elbow, left shoulder, left index finger. You want to be very specific to name it for your body. That's important. Also, what I'd like everyone to do right now is if you currently have an injury, I want you to focus on that injury and specifically tap on that. So you'll fill in these blanks, these pauses, with the place that's currently injured. And if you are not currently injured, pick a past injury or a past surgery and focus on that. Remember that. Think about that and focus on that while we're tapping these protocols and fill in the pauses with the place where you had that past injury.
Brilliant. So let's get to it.
Okay, perfect. I'm very excited. All right. Oh, the other thing, Jessica, I just want to share with people the tapping points that I use. I vary a little bit from every, you know, everybody has kind of a particular pattern that they love, but I always start with karate chop point, eyebrows, side eye, under nose, chin, collarbone, underarm, and I tap the inside of the wrist together, wrist to wrist. Just like where you would have your watch or your pulse points are, the inside of the wrist together. All right?
Okay, great.
So I'll name each point as we go through. All right, we're going to start on our karate chop point. Even though I'm holding this trauma in every cell of my...
Even though I'm holding this trauma in every cell of my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
even though I'm holding this trauma in every cell of my... I deeply and completely love and accept myself. All right, so go to your eyebrows. I'm holding this trauma in all the muscles of my... Side eye. I'm holding this trauma in all the ligaments of my... Under eye. I'm holding this trauma in all the tendons of my... Under nose. I'm holding this trauma in all the bones of my... Chin. I'm holding this trauma in all the joints of my... Collarbone. I'm holding this trauma in all the cartilage of my... Underarm. I'm holding this trauma in all the tissues of my... And inside of wrist together. I'm holding this trauma in all the nerves of my... Back to eyebrows. I'm holding this trauma in all the fascia of my... Side eye. I'm holding this trauma in all the membranes of my... Under eye. I'm holding this trauma in all the skin of my... Under nose. I'm holding this trauma in all the fluids of my... And chin. I'm holding this trauma in all the fibers of my... And now collarbone. I give my permission to release this trauma from every cell. Underarm. My no longer needs to hold on to this trauma. And can choose to relax and let it go. And inside of wrist together, I give my permission to release this trauma. From every cell membrane and cell receptor site. Excellent. And then just take a deep breath.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Stacy, what do you recommend if someone is tapping on the trauma and the actual event keeps popping into their mind?
That's a really good thing. That always signals to me that that's the body's doing its job. If you're seeing scenes of what happened or you're feeling the feelings, your body's releasing those chemicals. That's a really good thing. Your body's just processing the event out of there. Mm-hmm. I'd say you're right on track if that's happening.
Okay, great. Stacy, another thing I've heard you speak about many times is when you have an injury or this trauma, you have this fear of death. Can you talk a little bit about this?
I can. This is something really significant that I discovered, Jessica, that, you know, sometimes the injury or the surgery or, well, if I can guarantee whenever you had surgery, your body will experience a fear of death. But oftentimes people have injuries that are serious enough. Again, the body takes on a fear of death. Now, I want to make this distinction. I'm not saying that you are afraid of death. You personally may have no fear of death, but your body can take on a fear of death. Your body's totally hardwired to survive. That's its only goal and job. So whenever that's threatened in any way, that fear of death can develop. And I'm telling you, sometimes it's like, wow, what people experience after we clear that fear of death is just amazing. It's like such a relief to their body. Their body's not holding back like it was. It can be pretty powerful.
Great. So let's experience it.
Perfect. All right. So in this case, we're not going to name a body part because the fear of death is held in every cell of our body. All right. Mm-hmm. So we'll start on the karate chop point. Even though I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my body. I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though my body has taken on this fear of death.
Even though my body has taken on this fear of death.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my body.
Even though I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my body.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Right to your eyebrows. I'm holding this fear of death in all the muscles of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the muscles of my body.
Side eye. I'm holding this fear of death in all the ligaments of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the ligaments of my body.
Under eye. I'm holding this fear of death in all the tendons of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the tendons of my body.
Under nose. I'm holding this fear of death in all the bones of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the bones in my body.
Chin. I'm holding this fear of death in all the joints of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the joints of my body.
Collarbone. I'm holding this fear of death in all the cartilage of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the cartilage of my body.
Underarm. I'm holding this fear of death in all the tissues of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the tissues of my body.
Inside of wrists. I'm holding this fear of death in all the nerves of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the nerves of my body.
Eyebrows. I'm holding this fear of death in all the fascia of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the fascia of my body.
Side eye. I'm holding this fear of death in all the membranes of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the membranes of my body.
Under eye. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my skin.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my skin.
Under nose. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my spine.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell in my spine.
Chin. I'm holding this fear of death in all the fluids of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the fluids of my body.
Collarbone. I'm holding this fear of death in all the fibers of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the fibers of my body.
Underarm. I'm holding this fear of death in all the organs of my body.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the organs of my body.
And wrists together. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my heart.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my heart.
Eyebrows. I'm holding this fear of death in all the neuropathways of my brain.
I'm holding this fear of death in all the neuropathways in my brain.
Side eye. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my eyes.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell in my eyes.
Under eye. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my ears.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my ears.
Under nose. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my mouth and taste buds.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell in my mouth and taste buds.
On your chin. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my touch.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my touch.
Collarbone. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my nose and smell.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my nose and smell.
Underarm. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my aura.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell in my aura.
And wrists together. I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my energy body.
I'm holding this fear of death in every cell of my energy body.
And karate chop point. I give my body permission to release this fear of death from every cell.
I give my body permission to release this fear of death from every cell.
My body is perfectly safe.
My body is perfectly safe.
And no longer needs to hold on to this fear of death.
And no longer needs to hold on to this fear of death.
I give my body permission to release this fear of death.
I give my body permission to release this fear of death.
From every cell membrane.
From every cell membrane.
And cell receptor site.
And cell receptor site.
And then just take a deep breath. Excellent. Yes. And then just see how your body feels. Yeah. A lot of people will experience a very big shift tapping that protocol.
Wow. That personally for me was just mind blowing. I feel it through my whole body.
Interesting.
And, And as I was tapping, I was imagining all the past injuries that I've had with sports. Yes. And, yes. And wow, thank you very much, Stacey, for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah. I tell you, that one has been just a blessing to tap that with people and to see the result from that. I just think there are so many situations that we experience over a lifetime where our body takes on that fear of death and wow, to let that go. Whew, mm-hmm. It's huge.
Huge. Well, the next thing I'd like to talk about is the emotion of anger. How does that play a role in the injury and the recovery process?
Well, I think anger is probably one of the universal emotions that people experience connected with an injury, for sure with injuries. And oftentimes in the healing process in general, we're going to tap on anger and frustration, but we're going to separate them. But wow, I just can't think of anyone I've ever worked with on injuries that hasn't experienced anger connected with it. Anger with themselves, anger that it happened, just anger with the process, just anger in general.
Mm. Great. So let's tap on that.
Perfect. All right. So again, we're going to leave the pause for you to fill in the body part that you're focused on while you're tapping with us. So on your karate chop point, even though I'm holding this anger in every cell of my...
Even though I'm holding this anger in every cell of my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm holding this anger in every cell of my...
Even though I'm holding anger in every cell of my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm holding this anger in every cell of my...
Even though I'm holding anger in every cell of my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Going to your eyebrows. I'm holding this anger in all the muscles of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the muscles of my...
Side eye. I'm holding this anger in all the ligaments of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the ligaments of my...
Under eye. I'm holding this anger in all the tendons of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the tendons in my...
Under nose. I'm holding this anger in all the bones of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the bones in my...
Chin. I'm holding this anger in all the joints of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the joints in my...
Collarbone. I'm holding this anger in all the cartilage of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the cartilage in my...
Underarm, I'm holding this anger in all the tissues in my...
I'm holding this anger in all the tissues in my...
And wrists, I'm holding this anger in all the nerves of mine.
I'm holding this anger in all the nerves in my...
Eyebrows, I'm holding this anger in all the fascia of mine.
I'm holding this anger in all the fascia in my...
Side eye, I'm holding this anger in all the membranes of mine.
I'm holding this anger in all the membranes in my...
Under eye, I'm holding this anger in all the skin of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the skin of my...
Under nose, I'm holding this anger in all the fluids of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the fluids in my...
And chin, I'm holding this anger in all the fibers of my...
I'm holding this anger in all the fibers in my...
And collarbone, I give my... Permission to release this anger from every cell.
Permission to release this anger from every cell.
Underarm, my no longer needs to hold on to this anger.
My... No longer needs to hold on to this anger.
And can choose to relax and let it go.
And can choose to relax and let it go.
And inside of wrists, I give my... Permission to release this anger.
Permission to release this anger.
From every cell membrane.
From every cell membrane.
And cell receptor site.
And cell receptor site.
Take a deep breath.
Wonderful. Thank you, Stacy. Stacy, you talked before about how anger and frustration are very common. How do you differentiate between anger and frustration, and why do you choose to tap on them differently?
Well, I think that eventually frustration can turn into anger if you experience enough frustration. But I also know in dealing with injuries and recovery that, you know, there might just be little things that are frustrating. You know, your arm's in a cast. You can't do the normal things you're doing, or you're on crutches and you just get frustrated on a regular basis. Or maybe you're going to rehab and you reach a point where it just becomes frustrating, and you might not be angry, but you're just kind of at that frustrated level with what's happening.
Almost feels like an exhaustion.
Yes, exactly. Like, oh, I'm tired of this. I don't want this anymore. Why isn't this turning around faster? All those questions you start to ask yourself, and it might not be full-blown anger where you're really mad, but you're just frustrated with it. So I like to separate those two. I think it's important. I've heard enough of, you know, about people's frustration in the injury process for me to believe they're separate emotions.
And what do you find that changes? Because if someone is frustrated because the recovery process is taking very long, or they've tried a lot of things and it hasn't worked, they might be saying, well, Stacy, I'm not going to feel better until my injury recovers. So my injury needs to recover for me to not feel frustrated.
Right. And I say to them, okay, well, let's tap on the frustration and then you tell me how you feel. And usually what I see people experience, or what they report to me, is the frustration leaves and all of a sudden they just have a different look at what's happening. Like, oh, I just feel calmer about it. I feel better about it. Oh yeah, I feel like I can move forward. I can give it more time. I can be a little more patient. So frustration, it's possible, Jessica, that you may need to tap on frustration every day while you're recovering from an injury or surgery. Depends on the person. But if you do it, it's worth it, because you'll feel that calm. You'll have that renewed spirit. And you're freeing up those cell receptors now to accept the things you are doing to heal your body.
Great. Great. So let's do some tapping on this.
Perfect. All right, so think of all the frustration you're experiencing with the injury, or if it's a past injury, think of how frustrated you were, what those feelings were like. So on your karate chop point, even though I'm holding this frustration in every cell of my...
Even though I'm holding this frustration in every cell of my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have been so frustrated with my...
Even though I have been so frustrated with my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm holding this frustration in every cell of my...
Even though I'm holding this frustration in every cell of my...
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
All right, to your eyebrows. I'm holding this frustration in all the muscles of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the muscles of my...
Side eye. I'm holding this frustration in all the ligaments of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the ligaments in my...
Under. I'm holding this frustration in all the tendons of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the tendons in my...
Under nose. I'm holding this frustration in all the bones of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the bones in my...
Chin. I'm holding this frustration in all the joints of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the joints in my...
Collarbone. I'm holding this frustration in all the cartilage of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the cartilage in my...
Underarm. I'm holding this frustration in all the tissues of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the tissues in my...
And wrists together. I'm holding this frustration in all the nerves of my...
I'm holding this frustration in all the nerves in my...
back to eyebrows. I'm holding this frustration in all the fascia of my.
I'm holding this frustration in all the fascia of my.
Side eye. I'm holding this frustration in all the membranes of my.
I'm holding this frustration in all the membranes in my.
Under eye. I'm holding this frustration in all the skin of my.
I'm holding this frustration in all the skin in my.
Under nose. I'm holding this frustration in all the fluids of my.
I'm holding this frustration in all the fluids in my.
In chin. I'm holding this frustration in all the fibers of my.
I'm holding this frustration in all the fibers in my.
Collarbone. I give my. Permission to relax and let go of this frustration.
Permission to relax and let go of this frustration.
My. No longer needs to hold on to this frustration.
No longer needs to hold on to this frustration.
And can choose to relax and let it go.
And can choose to relax and let it go.
And wrist together. I give my. Permission to release this frustration.
Permission to release this frustration.
From every cell membrane.
From every cell membrane.
And cell receptor site.
And cell receptor site.
And then just take a deep breath. Now, if you're having a current injury, just check for that level of frustration. See if it's there or if it's gone. And if it's completely gone, excellent. If there's a little bit left, then you can go back and tap on specifically what you're still frustrated about. And that should take care of the rest of it.
Thanks for that, Stacey. Now, the next thing that we're going to talk about is sadness. Now, we don't have time to do tapping on sadness, but why is this something that our listeners should really take the time and tap on?
Well, I think there's always sadness connected with an injury or surgery. You know, there's when you're injured, it usually is so limiting in some way, or you've lost something. And depending on the severity of the injury, you can really lose a lot. You might lose experiences you were looking forward to, vacation, something you were going to participate in that you have to give up. I think sadness is just a universal feeling around an injury, and for certain it's connected with surgery. So I think it's really critical that you take the time to tap on the sadness. And they can just take the anger or the frustration, what we've just been through, and they can just pop the word sadness in there and use the same process.
Okay, great. So now let's talk about betrayal. Why do so many people who are injured feel this sense of being betrayed?
Well, it's that thought, my body let me down. I can't believe this happened to me. I'm fit, I'm active, I'm this, I'm that. Fill in the blank. You know, whatever you feel about your body, the feeling is, how could this happen to me? How could my body let me down like this? Or it might even be a sense of, as people age and they get older and they have a fall, or they can't do the things that they physically used to be able to do, and as a result, they're injured. It's that feeling of, my gosh, my body has completely betrayed me. It's really let me down.
I think a lot of people can relate to this one for sure.
Yeah.
So can we do some tapping on betrayal?
Yes, absolutely. This will help. So on your karate chop point, even though I feel my body has betrayed me.
Even though I feel my body has betrayed me.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel as if my...
Has completely let me down.
Has completely let me down.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I feel so betrayed by my body right now.
Even though I feel so betrayed by my body right now.
And I don't know if I can ever trust it again.
And I don't know if I can ever trust it again.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Okay, to your eyebrows. I feel like my body has let me down.
I feel like my body has let me down.
Side of the eye. I never expected something like this to happen to me.
I never expected something like this to happen to me.
Under eye. I could always count on my body to come through for me.
I could always count on my body to come through for me.
Under nose. And now my has really let me down.
And now my has really let me down.
On your chin. I don't know if I can ever trust my again.
I don't know if I can ever trust my again.
Collarbone. I don't like this feeling of betrayal by my body.
I don't like this feeling of betrayal by my body.
Underarm. I'm used to my body doing what I ask it to and expect it to do.
I'm used to having my body do what I ask it to and expect it to.
And wrist together. But this has been shocking, and I feel so let down by my body.
This has been shocking, and I feel so let down by my body.
Eyebrows. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the muscles of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the muscles of my body.
Side eye. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the ligaments of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the ligaments in my body.
Under eye. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the tendons of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the tendons in my body.
Under nose. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the bones of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the bones in my body.
Chin. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the joints of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the joints in my body.
Collarbone. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the cartilage of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the cartilage of my body.
Underarm. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the tissues of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the tissues in my body.
And wrists together. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the nerves of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the nerves in my body.
Eyebrows. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the fascia of my body.
I'm holding these feelings of betrayal in all the fascia in my body.
Side eye. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the membranes of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the membranes in my body.
Under eye. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in every cell of my skin.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in every cell of my skin.
Under nose. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in every cell of my spine.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in every cell of my spine.
Chin. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the fluids of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the fluids in my body.
Collarbone. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the fibers of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the fibers in my body.
Underarm. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the organs of my body.
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in all the organs in my body.
And wrists together. I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in every cell of my heart and my...
I'm holding this feeling of betrayal in every cell of my heart and...
My... Fill in the blank.
Great.
And karate chop point. I give my body permission to release this feeling of betrayal from every cell.
I give my body permission to release this feeling of betrayal from every cell.
My blank... Let me do that again. I'm sorry. Sure. My no longer needs to hold on to this feeling of betrayal.
My no longer needs to hold on to this feeling of betrayal.
And can choose to relax and let it go.
And can choose to relax and let it go.
I give my body permission to release this feeling of betrayal.
I give my body permission to release this feeling of betrayal.
From every cell membrane.
From every cell membrane.
And cell receptor site.
And cell receptor site.
Good, and then just take a deep breath. And it would be great to have some water if you have that right now.
Great. Great. I'd like to jump right into the next one, or the next topic at least. I know that it's very important, or you claim that it's very important, to tap on the habit of pain. Can you talk about this habit and what it means?
Well, if you've had pain over a number of years, the body will develop a habit of pain. It will, every habit is held in every cell membrane of our body. And remember, we have 50 to 100 trillion cells. So it's good news and bad news. It's good news because once I learn how to pick up a pen and write, I don't ever have to remember how to do that again. Every cell membrane is holding that habit. Bad news is all the bad habits are held in those 50 to 100 trillion cells as well. So I think that when your body has experienced pain for any length of time, that habit is stored in the cell membranes, and we get almost conditioned to pain, to having pain, and to looking for the pain, to expecting the pain. So I think it's really important to speak to the body about that, to release that habit of pain.
Great. And can you very briefly tell us kind of what the tapping sequence looks like when we're doing this by ourselves? And let me mention for everyone that's listening, if you want to take the time to tap on the habit of pain, make sure you look at the script that's in the workbook. But if we can't Yes. open the workbook just yet, can you give us just a little bit more information on how we can tap on this habit of pain?
Yes, you can. They again could take one of the other protocols, anger, frustration, betrayal, and they could just fill in, instead of using, even though I'm holding this anger in all the muscles of my body, they could say, even though I'm holding this habit of pain in all the muscles of my body, I'm holding this habit of pain in all the muscles of my body. And then they can just use habit of pain at each point. I'm holding this habit of pain in all the ligaments of my body.
All right, so let's jump into the next one. Why is it so important to take the time to clear the energy around anesthesia? I mean, what energy does it really have?
Well, every single substance that we ever ingest, whether it's food or drugs or whatever it is, leaves an energy signature in our body. Every substance has an energy frequency that it resonates at. And when we take it into our body, it permeates every part of it, and it leaves that signature there in our body. And I think, Jessica, that's one of the reasons why sometimes it's so hard for us to stop ingesting something. Let's take sugar as an example. So we say, okay, I'm going to stop eating sugar. And you can willpower through it. You can muscle through it. But it's like you're fighting this war inside. I really want this, but I'm not going to eat it. I really want it. I'm not going to eat it. And I believe it's because that energy signature of sugar is still in the body. And when you use this protocol to clear that out, it makes it so much easier not to go for the sugar, because that thing that was calling you, that signature that was calling you or reminding you of how good that was, now is gone. That's the case with every drug you've ever ingested. That energy signature is still there. So I started clearing this, clearing out the energy of anesthesia with people who had undergone surgeries. And I found some really amazing things. They could really feel that and experience that, a shift in their body with that. Now, I understand that anesthesia is a set of drugs. It's usually a minimum of 10 different drugs. So it encompasses a lot. The good news is we don't have to know what each and every drug is. I've discovered that if we just call it the energy of anesthesia, the body knows what you're talking about in relationship to the surgery that you've had. And Jessica, this protocol, clearing the energy of anesthesia, really it's called clearing the energy of a substance. This is in the workbook, and it's also in the Coming Back to Balance book. So that this will allow anybody to clear any kind of substance, the anesthesia, and any other drugs they've ever taken. When you're clearing drugs, it's important you can only do 2 per day, not more than that.
Okay, that's good to know. Great. So people can, they have 2 resources that they can, where they can learn this protocol. And now we are on the final stretch here. Let's talk about integration.
Well, integration is one of those things that I learned, not the hard way, I would say, but I learned from people, you know, after we would tap on the injuries or the surgeries, and people would go home and they'd tell me later, wow, I kind of struggled, or I had a little bit of a challenge. Or I remember one woman told me she had been in a very serious car accident, and we tapped for that after she went home. She said, I walked into walls. You know, her body was like, rebalancing itself. And I realized, I thought, oh my gosh, I need to leave the body with a little bit of instruction to integrate what we've just done. So that's what the integration protocol is. After you've tapped on the trauma, all the emotions, and all of the pieces of the puzzle here, then we want to leave the body with a little bit of information about how to integrate this.
Okay. All right. So let's get right into it.
Okay. Perfect. So on your karate chop point, even though my body has not fully integrated the changes I've just made.
Even though my body has not fully integrated the changes I've just made.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though this is a big change for my body in a short period of time.
Even though this is a big change for my body in a short period of time.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though my body is still in the process of releasing chemicals.
Even though my body is still in the process of releasing chemicals.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And to your eyebrows. This is a big change for my body in a short period of time.
This is a big change for my body in a short period of time.
Side eye, and my body has not yet established a new level of normal and balance.
And my body has not yet established a new level of normal and balance.
Under eye, my body has not fully integrated these changes on the neurological level.
My body has not fully integrated these changes on a neurological level.
Under nose, my body has not fully integrated these changes on the muscular level.
My body has not fully integrated these changes on a muscular level.
Chin, my body has not fully integrated these changes on the skeletal level.
My body has not fully integrated these changes on a skeletal level.
Collarbone, my body has not fully integrated these changes on the subconscious level.
My body has not fully integrated these changes on a subconscious level.
Underarm. I give my body permission to easily and quickly.
I give my body permission to easily and quickly
establish a new level of normal and balance.
Establish a new level of normal and balance.
Wrists together. I give my body permission to easily and comfortably.
I give my body permission to easily and comfortably
integrate these changes.
Integrate these changes
on the neurological, muscular, and skeletal levels. Good. And take a deep breath. Good. And then it's very important that anybody tapping along with this, after you do this process, drink a lot of water. You're going to flush that out of your body. Drink a lot of water the rest of the day or the evening, whatever time you're doing this. Think of it like that deep body massage and just push a lot of water.
Wonderful. Well, Stacy, on behalf of myself and the audience and all of our body parts, thank you so much for this incredible interview and for just being so generous with this information.
Thank you, Jessica. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this with people. Thank you so much.